This is 91.7 WVXU. I'm Marianne Zalesnik. Cincinnati's mayoral primary takes place 2 weeks from tomorrow. Joining me to talk about it, WVXU's politics reporter, Howard Wilkinson. Good morning, Howard.
Good morning.
So where do things stand in the Cincinnati mayor's primary right now?
Right now, Marianne, I think we're getting down to crunch time. Most people don't pay attention, or close attention anyway, until the last 2 weeks of an election. This thing is 2 weeks from tomorrow. And obviously you've got three candidates. You've got two who are City Hall insiders, obviously. John Cranley, the incumbent mayor, Yvette Simpson, council member. They don't get along very well on many issues. And then there's a third candidate, Rob Richardson, who has no experience in public office, but was a trustee at the University of Cincinnati for many years. And he's running for public office for the first time, and he's running as the outsider. And it's going to be very interesting to see, because only two of them can survive the primary. And those two will face each other in the fall. Somebody is going to be left behind.
Now, all three of these candidates are Democrats, but the primary is open to anybody who's registered to vote in the city. Is that correct?
Oh, yes, absolutely. There were three Democrats who filed. There are no party designations on the ballot. This is officially a nonpartisan primary. So anybody, Republican, Independent, Democrat, can go vote in this election. There's some evidence that it's picking up interest because there's a fair number of absentee voters coming, you know, early. Not a massive amount. I don't think it's going to be a great turnout. But yes, the point is, everybody who is a registered voter in Cincinnati can vote on this.
Now, in your Sunday column yesterday, you wrote about campaign spending on the ads. Are the candidates on even footing at all in that department?
Not even close. Cranley obviously has a ton of money, and Simpson and Richardson are struggling to a certain extent on that point. He has money for television advertising, broadcast advertising, which is very expensive. And his people have said, you know, if he gets through the primary and runs in the fall, he could spend anywhere from $2.4 million to $2.6 million, which would be a record by far.
Well, so why does Cranley have such a money advantage?
Because he's incumbent. He's the incumbent. And money in politics tends to flow towards the incumbents. You have a whole lot of business people who are supporting him, developers who are supporting him, people that you might look at and say, well, these are Republicans, but it's Republican money, but it's going to a Democratic mayor. Also, a lot of union support. He's just getting a whole lot of money from people who generally give to incumbents because they think that, you know, he has the best chance of winning.
Now, you talked about him, if he makes it on to the general election in the fall, that he will spend a record amount of money. Is anybody going to come close to that?
I don't see anybody coming anywhere close to that. But, you know, it's not necessarily a bad thing. I mean, you can have all the money in the world and still lose an election. But I don't think anybody's going to come anywhere close to raising the kind of money that John Cranley is going to raise.
Well, you said you can still lose an election. Why don't you tell us a little bit? I think it was Mark Mallory's case.
Yeah, it was in 2005 when David Pepper and Mark Mallory faced each other. Now, the old record was set that year. David Pepper spent $1.2 million. Mark Mallory spent somewhere in the neighborhood, it was $300,000+, much less. And David Pepper lost the election. And that was a record for spending in a mayor race at that point. But it didn't win him the office. It was Mark Mallory seemed to have the better message, or the one that resonated with voters.
We should point out that you're writing some profiles on all of the candidates. Yes. We'll have those up on our website a little later this week. So if you are Absolutely. In the process of still making a decision, you can get some more information with Howard's profiles. Those will be up later this week. Howard, Absolutely. Thank you.
Certainly.
Howard Wilkinson is WVXU's politics reporter. He joins me each Monday at this time. You can read his column and his stories at WVXU.org.